This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
As a small business owner, sometimes it feels like no matter how much planning you do, there's always surprises, like an urgent, expensive repair. But here's a surprise you will like. With Progressive, small business owners save 13% on their commercial auto insurance when they pay in full. So enjoy a surprise for once. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Kayla hates cheese. Never had it since fourth grade.
Yeah. Did you have a bad experience with it?
She's 36.
I just texted her. I was like, yeah. Where'd you get all this cheese-based trauma, Kayla? Yeah, what happened? Who hurt you?
Like a lactose intolerance?
Because
you can't have cheese if you're lactose intolerant, can you?
I don't think so. It's a dairy thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
You get the squirts from that? I don't know if Kayla had the squirts in fourth grade or not.
Yeah. What happened to a lactose
this sounds like a core traumatic
intolerant person
yeah.
when
memory.
They eat cheese?
Jordan emailed me and said his wife will take cottage cheese, mix it with mustard, and then eat it on a brat. He said, sounds wrong, but it works.
Oh, I love just straight mustard with cheese.
With cottage cheese?
Oh, with cottage cheese?
Yeah, mixed into cottage cheese.
Oh, I put mustard on cheese all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, okay.
And then put that on a brat.
That's a lot of
sauce. As long
as
you drain it.
Right, that's really wet. That's a wet... That's something really wet you're sticking in
that's
your mouth.
That's a wet, wet,
wet
sausage? Is that what it is, Heather?
That's a wet, saucy sausage. Oh, God.
According to Katie, they make something called dry cottage cheese. Expensive, hard to find. Drier than most and delicious.
Because we found out that Heather just drains her cheese, right?
Occasionally, we add a packet of dry ranch dressing mix to the cottage cheese.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
We are selling so much cottage cheese today.
And then Ryan said honey on cottage cheese. He said
I've seen that.
He said game changer.
I have seen that.
See,
my roommate in college was a Wake and Baker, Sam, my buddy from college. He was a Wake and Baker, so he smoked dope every damn day. Skinny Jew. And and when I would get high with him, we'd go to the store, and of course, me, being not a skinny Jew, I got like an Italian hoagie and he would get cottage cheese.
And what does the Jew part have to do with it?
Was he like practicing? Was he observant?
I called him. No, hell no.
He was picking all the kosher things?
He used to mess with the other Jews. And he knew on the Jew club he would belong to at college. He'd bring ham to the meetings and stuff like that. He was just my skinny Jew buddy. We used to call him that. But
did he call you your skinny atheist buddy?
No.
Or not so skinny.
Well, I wasn't skinny. He was really skinny.
Yeah.
So
he just called him Buckethead.
But it was about the munchie situation. I mean, I said my munchies involved like a quarter chocolate milk, and at the time, and a big hoagie I used to get at the convenience store, and he would just get cottage cheese, and that's what he ate, you know, and that's probably why he stayed skinny. He just ate like Scottish cheese.
Is that just a genetic thing where you have this ability to be a responsible munchy stoner?
I don't know.
How do you develop that?
I asked Nick. I've asked Todd this. Well, you don't start. I've heard that thing. But you know what? Everybody starts a little bit. And I've heard that people that smoke weed all the time, like my buddy did, can turn it off. But I don't know how you can.
But he wasn't turning it off. He was just munching on healthy things.
Healthy things, right.
Or healthier things than you.
Oh, yeah, much healthier.
That doesn't work for me.
All that I was eating, chocolate milk in the sub?
Yeah.
Not healthy.
Because that's not filling. And it's not tasty. You need something filling and tasty.
I know. But
when you have the munchies.
But I always wanted to know about that. There are a lot of stoners out there, like my buddy Sam, who would actually just do that.
I wonder if it's... It's like when you're pregnant and your body craves certain things that it knows your body needs, like orange juice and, you know.
Oh, I got it.
You know what I mean?
You're
like,
really
I wonder
pregnant?
If, like, maybe this magical Jew had something in his body. Like, I need this. I need vitamin. Like, maybe he was lacking in vitamin D. His body was just trying to get some in him.
But I didn't used to eat a lot of vegetables, and then I got better about that. And
I used to rub his head every morning. He was a magical Jew. Yeah.
Go a few days without vegetables, my body says you need some vegetables.
There you go.
Yeah.
The munchies.
But this was the weed craving thing. Yeah.
There's a texture thing too. You want something crunchy or something, you know? And cottage cheese is just.
Once again,
spooning it in. And then,
well, he stayed skinny, and the more subs I ate, I didn't, you know?
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah, so that's what happens.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Have you kept in touch with him?
No, I have not. He moved to Seattle when we were in our 20s. And we did one of these bits years ago. We called a bunch of people we hadn't seen in years before the internet, you know. And we had a private eye, believe it or not, in the studio with us years ago before the internet in the 90s.
Tracking people down.
And I tried to find my a girlfriend from college who dumped me, broke my heart 100 years ago. And her dad answered a phone. Remember this one? And the dad said, "Who's on the phone right now?"
We got Kayla, who hates cheese.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
Oh.
I thought my girlfriend was calling from 81.
Oh, is this an explanation?
Yeah, where'd the cheese trauma come from?
She's going to answer our questions?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Kayla.
Hi. Good morning.
Were you lactose intolerant since you're in fourth grade?
Or was this a personal choice?
This is a personal choice for sure. I got really sick, and I got shingles in the fourth grade.
Wow.
And... yeah, and my dad made me a grilled cheese to eat, but I didn't feel good. His famous line was, "Eat or get beat."
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, that was allowed back then in the 30s. So he never went through with that, did he?
Well, I ate it.
No, did he ever beat you? Did he ever beat you for not eating the grilled cheese?
Not a grilled cheese, but other things, yes.
Well, that's too bad. Listen, I hate to say this. There are certain beatings are a little better. Was it a spanking?
In the middle.
Okay, so you're not still friends with your dad, are you? Hopefully not. Yeah.
No.
And I'm reading that.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys remember, but he's the crackhead with no tattoos and long hair.
He's the what? What? He's
crackhead.
The what? The crackhead with no tattoos and long hair. We knew a lot of those kind of guys.
Yeah, that's not specific enough for the people we know.
Well, I don't want to pick on this guy. I don't know who he is, but
I don't even want to talk about this guy.
No, I don't need to why anymore. But that's the reason. It's a psychological thing with you.
It's trauma.
There actually was cheese-based trauma.
There was.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting even more sick.
So you think if you ate a piece of cheese right now, you'd duck?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry.
And throw up.
Oh, man. I'm glad you called, but I'm also sad now. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. I thought this was going to be like, you pooped your pants in PE or something, but this is way worse. Dang.
A lot worse.
Yeah.
Are you all better now? Do you talk to someone about this?
Well, no, I don't need to. I just laugh about it now.
Okay.
Here we go. Right. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
36.
This is like a 20, oh, wow. One on three decades now.
And how old were you when you got the shingles, which I understand it's very unusual for young people, but high stress, and it sounds like you were in a high stress situation, can bring on the shingles, which is, you know, had you had?
I had no idea a fourth grader could get shingles.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I honestly don't have any idea how old you are in fourth grade. Was it like
10? 10, yeah.
9, 10.
10, yeah.
Yeah, unless you've been held back a couple of years.
So once you get shingles, though, at that age, can you ever get it again?
Yeah, are you now immune to the shingles? Do you need the vaccine?
Nope, I've had it once more since then.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because the vaccine for shingles kicks in after 50, doesn't it, Todd? Or 55? I forget when it's
something like that. 50, like that. 55 is what they suggest.
Kaylee, we're sorry about your old man being a dick, but we appreciate the phone call, man. All right.
Absolutely, you guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
All right, see ya. All right.
Usually you just wait for Bradshaw to come over and knock on your door, and he'll tell you how horrible shingles are and that you should get the shot.
Yeah, that wow. Is, that was way heavier than I was expecting.
Eat a good beat, man.
Yeah. You joked about the trauma.
I did.
No, that was indeed the case.
That was absolutely the case.
I guess that's a good reason not to like cheese. I mean, yeah, she gets a pass.
Yeah, I'll give it to her.
I forgot about grilled cheese. That's one thing I cannot pass up, a grilled cheese sandwich, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, if you're being forced to eat something when you're sick, you're
well,
now associated
that. Well,
that's
because you didn't have an abusive old man. You can enjoy your cottage cheese.
Long-haired crackhead with no tattoos. Apparently, we know. I don't know who the guy is. Okay. Sean's going to squat on Magical Jew for a Deadpool day. I did like that name there. Yeah, I used to rub my buddy Sam's head for good luck, apparently.
and it worked.
It did. Everything's been good. All right.
grab yourself a Magical Jew. That's my PSA for today.
Everybody should
There's
have
nothing
one.
Controversial about that
I don't
statement.
I made him magical. Oh, because he never gained weight from eating cottage cheese? I don't know.
His ability to eat healthy food while stoned.
Right.
It makes him a Magical Jew.
That's a superhuman ability.
His body just knows.
Who does that?
Yeah. Magical Jews?
Yeah.
Apparently. 100% of the magical
this
Jews
guy's
we've
This killing
known.
It on Kashi right now. You don't even know. He can't be found because he doesn't want to be found. He's rich.
Well, yeah, I was talking hidden. About that. Yeah, so I think we got a hold of him in the 90s and we talked a little bit, but I hadn't seen him in a long time. And then we lost touch again, which is too bad. I tried to find him. Because I think I actually tried to find him online a few times. But it's tough, though. If people aren't on Facebook...
Right.
You know, it's really
he might not still be using his maiden name.
He also might not be living in Seattle anymore. You know, he moved out there after we both got out of college years ago. Heather Jones with us. What are your socials, Heather? People want to check you out.
At the Heather Jones.
All right. She's with us another hour.
I got it out on the first try.
Yes, you did.
You're Good killing job. It today, man.
You're a pro.
As a small business owner, sometimes it feels like no matter how much planning you do, there's always surprises, like an urgent, expensive repair. But here's a surprise you will like. With Progressive, small business owners save 13% on their commercial auto insurance when they pay in full. So enjoy a surprise for once. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.